and best friend and brother-in-law, Harry Biscuit, on the day their children were to start their first term at boarding school.
Hello.
Pip Bin. How your arrival cheers my morning.
And how your cheered morning cheers my own morning, Harry Biscuit.
And how your me-cheered morning cheers my already you-cheered morning a cheery lot more.
Pip, my dear brother, how good it is to see you.
And you, dear sister.
Pippa and I were just reminiscing about the incident with the horse and the balloon.
Oh, yes, that was funny.
Although, that poor horse.
Yes. Any news from Mama and Papa?
Not yet. I suppose letters must take a long time to come from the Space Indies.
It is a long way away. Still, what an adventure for them in retirement.
Yes, Harumble for your mother and father.
Harumble?
It is a new word I have invented.
Harry's late father had invented the biscuit. I, his best friend, had invented the bin. And Harry was always trying to match us. Sadly, his inventions thus far had not been successes. His topless hat had failed, as had his bottomless trousers.
Harumble. Yes, it is an excellent word.
It is to be used instead of words like hurrah or hooray or even huzzah, but not instead of words like cauliflower or mattress.
And where are the children today?
Hark, I hear them coming now.
Hello, Uncle Pip!
In our more modern times, when women are distracted by such things as education, emancipation, and shirtless garden boys, it takes fully 9 months for a child to grow in the womb. But back then, a woman could, if she concentrated, conceive and give birth to a child in 10 days flat. Pippa and Harry now had 23 children. All of them were boys.
Our young capability, dear sobriety.
They had named the children after the great British virtues. As well as capability and sobriety, there was bravery, nobility, punctuality, good spelling, charm, civility, manners, fightiness. Likes tea, hates French, loves Latin, prays hard, doesn't spit in the street, complains not. Tasty, yummy, delicious, happy, sleepy, grumpy. And their youngest son exploit the colonies.
Are you looking forward to going to school, children?
We are, Uncle Pip! Harumble for school!
See, it's catching on.
Harry and I had met at Britain's most brutal school, St. Bastard's. In escaping, we had destroyed it. And on the ruins, I'd used my fortune to build a much nicer school called St. Lovely's. And I had installed as headmaster my old friend, Mr. Skinflint Parsimonious, who was, ironically, the most generous of men.
Pip, Bin and Harry Biscuit. Oh, how good to see you. And I have gifts for you. Take these bottles of fine wine and these other bottles of less good wine for cooking. Oh, you simply must have these trousers.
Put your trousers back on, Mr. Parsimonious.
Damn it all, why not take this apple, which is actually made of gold and not of apple?
Why, thank you. And in return, here are my children.
Hello, Mr. Parsimonious.
How charming they are. What will they be studying? Well, it's a tough timetable. Each day we start with double kindness, followed by laughter, jollity and loveliness, then lunch, which is cake from the school cakery, and next we have double not maths, single certainly not Latin, and end the day with tickling cake, cocoa and more cake. Now, boys, it is time to say farewell to your father.
Farewell, father!
Farewell, boys! And now some brisk exercise. Last one into the swimming pool filled with melted chocolate is a rotter.
But little did we know that life was about to become distinctly un-Harumble. But far away in the east, something terrible stirred. Beyond Bethnal Green, out across the North Sea, across France, still further east, across Prussia, across Russia, across Trusha, Thrusha, Plusha, Mutter, and Tritia. More easterly yet, over the vast wastes of Siberia, across the raging Barents Sea, and still onwards in an easterly direction, over snowy Alaska, icy Canada, snowy and icy Greenland, across the storm-lashed Atlantic Ocean, over the Emerald Isle of Alden, then further east still, in Cornwall, basically.